This is KQEN Local Talk at 4. Every weekday, News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN brings you local information at 4 o'clock. Now, presented by Premier Insurance Group, it's Shannon Sebastian with your Q on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Hello, everybody. Oh, my goodness. Welcome to another episode of Your Q, where, as always, we're going to celebrate, uplift, and educate about some awesome things going on in and around Douglas County.
But don't put any pressure on yourself. We may not cover all three of those.
We may not.
Educate. We may, I don't know. I don't know about uplift.
We kind of have some pretty fun guests today, so I think that we're going to celebrate even maybe during the commercials, because we're having some good conversation.
Yeah, we may celebrate and educate, but uplift, I don't know. This crew we got in today, yeah.
We're uplifting today.
We may be down and dirty in the mud, figuratively and literally.
Yeah, we're going to be talking about that. So, I know we normally start out the show, you and I, talking, doing our spiel, as you wanted me to say.
Our spiel. It's Alan, by the way. I interrupted Shannon, and Shannon's here too.
Yeah.
And I got a little bit jumped ahead. First of all, I want to say we're sorry about last week, folks.
Oh, gosh darn.
Oh, yeah. We had a little scheduling snafu when we had people coming in, and last minute they said they couldn't make it, but actually they could have made it, but their assistant scheduled them wrong.
We had a snafu.
So it was just snafu, but I want to say, hey, we're sorry. We know that listening to recordings is horrible.
And Medicare is boring.
Yeah, we appreciate you doing it. I know whenever I hear a previously recorded, I turn the station, so I hope you all have
Joe
in there.
Joe told me that too. So he heard it was that and went to something
yeah.
So I'm like, doggone, we'll try harder.
So, but hey, for those that hung last week, special treat today. We got a couple awesome guests in here.
Yeah.
Well, they're fun anyway. I don't know about they're all, but, you know, they're entertaining.
Entertaining.
We may have to change the E to educational to entertaining.
We may. Let's do it. So I'm just going to tell them who our guests are, and I want you guys to feel to chime in any time during our little chat session here.
Like you've ever been able to stop them.
Probably not.
Yeah. So
so today we have Virgil Osborne here, which is, as everybody knows, one of our state representatives and also one of the main people behind Champagne Creek. And we're going to talk about that on the show here. So welcome, Virgil.
Thank you, Shannon. Appreciate being here.
And Clint Smith is the owner of Roseburg Towing. And so, Clint, thank you. And he's also one of the sponsors for the upcoming event we're going to be talking about. And we'll share a little bit about the Roseburg Towing business here with us later.
Thank you for having us. I think you're giving us way too much credit, though.
Oh, my gosh. He's got a radio voice, doesn't he?
I just want somebody to spell
the word
spiel.
He does. You have a good
Clint,
voice.
Clint, you got a radio voice.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa,
you
baby.
And Groobs need to
I couldn't do
put
that.
Him more in the truck more. And,
don't tell him. Right? Don't tell him.
No, don't tell him. Don't tell him. Sorry, Groobs.
He's got
love you.
His camera flashback to the Wolfman Jack.
Yeah.
You got that low radio voice. So.
Yeah, you do. He does.
Anyways,
yeah.
But it's great to be back. Shannon, I know our listeners who are on the prayer chain would like to have an Owen update.
I'm going to give an Owen update.
And I'm ready for it.
All right. I know. You're in. So I got a call today. I mean, we always are.
Actually, can
base.
I interject real quick?
Sure.
For those who missed it, Owen is Shannon's grandson who was in a horrific accident, been in a coma, and I think we got 92% of Douglas County praying for him. So anyway, those that weren't in the loop or I want to give a little background.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. So, yeah, I feel like a lot of the world is praying for him. I just had a friend come over from the coast today and said she was driving through Coquille and they had a Team Owen sign up at one of the stores over there. So
how cool is that?
Anyway, so that was really exciting. Get the call. And I'm always anxious now when my son calls. Afraid to answer and find out what they're going to tell me. But they had just had an amazing visit, and the occupational therapist and physical therapists were in the room, and they were, even though he's still sedated and in a slumber, they're sure he's hearing us in there. So my son asked him if he wanted to see a picture of his little brother, because mind you, he's been sleeping since September 16th in this medically induced coma. And he moved his head, yes, and opened the eye he can open. And so they showed him a picture and showed him a video. They're not sure what he can or can't see or did or didn't know. But there was a direct response to a specific question.
That's absolutely incredible.
So, yeah. So
And I know that's months and months ahead of, you know, what they're predicting the schedule for him to have any kind of interaction. So
I didn't even get a chance to call my mom. So, Mom, I'm sorry if you're listening and just heard this over the radio. Yeah. I meant to call you, but it's been that busy at the office.
Hot off the presses, Mom. Heard it here first. So, mm-hmm. God is good. He
God
continues to lift him up, and blessings abound. And that's pretty awesome.
Yeah. I cried buckets.
Yeah.
In a good way. It was a good cry for once.
Yeah, I can imagine, because you cry if a moth gets killed.
I know.
Yeah, she's got mega feelers.
Okay, so back to you.
Back to me.
Yeah. So, okay, everybody heard about the wood rolling out, smashing your finger, and now that drama is going on still.
It's not drama. You and my wife, man.
It kind of is. I'm hearing the phone calls. So.
I know. It's just like, she was mad. She got fired up today.
I don't hear both sides of the conversations, but
if you're listening, for 45 seconds, plug your ears.
Plug your ears.
Holy smoke, she got mad at me. So I injured my finger significantly doing some wood. It split open.
It was gross.
Broke a couple fingers. And anyway, so I went and got stitches, got all fixed up. Well, I had all this wood that was unloaded. It needed to be split.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So I went and split the wood. So nobody complained or anything. Well, she did complain a little bit. Well, I went to the doctor because it's really not getting better.
No, it's
yesterday, they might be infected. They may have to cut it off. So
that was a bad day yesterday.
Yeah. So actually, I said, I don't really care. It's my left hand. I can't do anything with left handed anyway. If I only had my left hand, I would starve to death. I couldn't even feed myself. So.
Oh, good gravy.
So went to Dr. Jaworski, who's my incredible doctor, and he said, it's fine. So what the Dr. J says, or the Bailey Vet Clinic, that's who I go with. I don't go with the orthopedic. So, honey, it's all good. Take a pill.
Dr. J still says
split wood. So anyway, we're in good shape.
God. Oh, Angie, I'm so sorry. Oh, okay.
Now my daughter calling from Orlando. You're going to get bone infections.
I heard
it. God, it's a finger. It's a left finger. I haven't worn a wedding ring forever because I'm worried about getting trapped. So now I said, go ahead and cut that sucker off. Then I got an excuse for never wearing that darn ring.
You are digging it deeper.
I'll just say, honey.
If I can give you a shovel, I'd give you a shovel because you're digging it pretty deep right now.
No, actually, honey, I love you so much. Rather wearing a wedding ring, I had that finger cut off, so no other ring could ever go on it but yours.
Oh, good Lord. Now we need to pull up
It's getting our deep
boots.
In here.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Those words on the radio. I can only think them.
Anyway, well.
So, it's all good.
We'll keep updating.
No, that's the last update. We're not cutting it off. It's fine.
It's not fine. It's fine.
The end of story. So of
might
story.
Be turning black, but it's fine.
There could be. Yeah. It's,
but I guarantee you, with the way things, the way I do things, there will be another story come along. Because I break it, burn it, blow it off, something. Do it.
Yep.
That's why my wife would never have a motorcycle. She says, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen to me.
Yeah. It's just. You will have another story, and I am sure of that.
Anything to entertain our listeners, you know.
Oh, my goodness.
So, anyway.
Well, let's talk about this
event. I got one more thing. I got
weekend.
One little thing.
Oh, you got one thing. Okay.
One little thing.
I've got to hear it.
The insurance guy in me.
Oh, brother.
People, we are going to be experiencing some cold in the next couple days.
Yeah.
That we do not get this time of year. And every year this happens, when that first cold hits us, it's normally end of November. We always get claims because somebody forgot to unhook the hoses from their outside water faucets. So get out there tonight. Even if those frost-free ones, if they get a hose on them, they will break and all that water goes into your kitchen. So everybody, unhook your hoses, wrap your pipes. Get her done because there's nothing worse than a water claim. So get her done.
And drive safe if you're not sure of the conditions, because yes, Clint is shorthanded icy. And they are swamped.
Yep.
tell us that later. Yeah. So
Roseburg Towing will not be able to tow you out for weeks because they're so busy.
We are not that shorthanded.
They'll get to you. Just going to be patient. So might as well be patient and drive a little safer.
Please.
Okay. Virgil, we're coming to you here. So tell us what's happening at Champagne Creek this weekend.
So this weekend is our yearly side-by-side poker run. So it's open to side-by-sides of any make or model, basically, as long as they're have proper exhaust on them. And we have a poker run, raise money from the poker run, and we do that for Greater Douglas United Way. As you know, Champagne Creek is a 501c3, so we don't profit from these events. We pay our expenses, and then we give a donation to local Douglas United Way because it stays here in Douglas County, and that's important to us. The event is open to all of the public. There's plenty to see. We're going to have a group of rock crawlers coming in. We have a new rock trail that we put in this year. They're going to come and kind of show off a little bit. We also have Bounty Hill that's going to be open, and I don't know yet. We'll see if anybody can get up it. It's kind of fun to watch. You can see it right from the parking lot, so which is why Clint's a sponsor. Yeah, so Clint, Roseburg Towing is a great sponsor because they actually will recover your vehicle if you don't make it up Bounty Hill, including my Jeep was one of them. But anyway, it's a good time. And we'll have food trucks. We'll have Louis Redneck Dogs will be there, and they'll be serving biscuits and gravy at 7 a.m. And we will also have Rolling Thunder Barbecue, and then we will also have the best beer in the state. That's Looking Glass Brewery. They'll be there also serving beer. So it's open to the public, and we hope we get lots of folks turning out. We have also have a really nice raffle with some really, really cool prizes. A winch is in there as well. So, yeah.
How cool is that?
Bring some cans of food.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I completely forgot. It's also a canned food drive. So if you show up, it's $5 general admission, and bring all the canned food you can carry because we're hoping for 1,000 pounds before we leave on Saturday. And the actual gates do open at 9 for the general viewing if you just want to come and watch. The event kicks off at 9. National Anthem will probably be at 8:45, and then we'll go.
All right. So the gates open when?
The gates actually will be open at 7 if you want to come and have biscuits and gravy.
Yes, all right. Let's make sure we get that straight.
But if you just want to come and watch the event, 9 o'clock.
So, question, if somebody is just like, oh, I want to donate to the canned food drive or whatever and just bring out some canned food, they can do that too?
Yes, please do. If you just want to bring in a bunch of canned food and drop it off with us, we appreciate it. It all goes to local food pantries here.
You think there's a way to have something at the gate area to drop it off at?
Yeah, we will have a station right at the entry to the event that you'll be able to do that.
That'd be great. I think it's nice to be able, if people want to help you be successful, get into the 1,000 pounds or whatever, that come on by, drop it off, help out.
So what's this poker run into for people that never have done it like myself? It's for side-by-sides. So what do you do? I mean, do you have a trail big enough there, or how's that work?
We do. We have several trails on the property, and there will be 5 poker stations hidden amongst the property in different locations. And you'll buy a poker card, and you'll have to find each one of those stations, and they'll have a deck of cards there, and you'll draw a card, and then it goes down. You can buy as many cards for the poker run as you want, and then you can draw as many times as you have cards.
Too
for
cool.
Each thing. So yeah,
and anybody can do it.
Yeah, well, side by side.
Well,
yeah, and then the weather's going
to
be good.
I mean, if you really want to hike the ranch, you're welcome to hike the ranch, but I don't think you're going to like that. You're going to want your side by side.
Yeah. Well, I have a few more questions for you, Virgil, but it's time for our first break. So we're going to be back in just a moment with more of your cue, sponsored by Premier Insurance. Back in a moment.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
All right. Welcome back. I'm Shannon Sebastian.
Alan Painter.
And we have Virgil Osborne and Clint Smith with us today. And we were, before break, talking about the Champagne Creek. Why is Champagne not?
Spit it out.
Jeez Louise, Shannon. Good Lord Almighty. But anyway. Let's
She's
try
been
that
like
one
this
again.
All week.
Champagne Creek Ranch.
Listener, I want to remind our listeners, it's open enrollment time, so Shannon may kind of mentally, be cracking. So
she forgive her no might to it.
Forgive She's her cracked. Brain farts.
Yeah, that was just like a tongue twister for me all of a sudden. But Poker Run and Canned Food Drive. So we want people to bring their side by sides out, have a great time.
Biscuits and gravy.
Yep.
Yeah, I instantly thought of my friend Summer Fox because, like, she is my biscuits and gravy queen of America. I got to call her later and be like, yo.
Louie makes a great biscuits and gravy. And we'll have coffee and biscuits and gravy at 7 a.m. So the gates technically will be open then. If you want to come in, you're welcome to. And it's really kind of a festive event. I mean, we have a midway with, sometimes we have vendors as well. But we'll have food trucks and beer, and it'll just be a good day.
It sounds like it.
So is the rock climber, because I've always wanted to see that.
Yeah.
I love watching those guys wipe it out on YouTube. Is that going to be at a certain time or anything?
So it's not really part of the event. So we built this course. We have a grant from Fox Shock Corporation that I applied for and got that actually paid to build the rock trail that we built. And so we haven't had anybody on it yet because I finished it right before fire season. Mm-hmm. So it shut us down.
Mm-hmm.
So I have some buddies that are rock crawlers. They've got the big rigs with the monster tires and all that stuff. And I said, hey, if you guys want to come out and just do some exhibition stuff, please do. I don't know what time they'll be out there, but I imagine probably around 9.
Okay.
And they're going to be playing on the rocks all day. And when the poker run kind of winds down, we'll let them take some shots at Bounty Hill as well. And at Bounty Hill, it can get pretty entertaining. It's a lot of fun to watch.
That sounds like it.
And I tell you what, if no one has seen that rock climb, go on the internet and watch it. And it is amazing what they can get these machines to do. And then it's like I said, seeing on video is never as good as live. So I want to see, I'm going to really do what I can to get out there and see that.
Yeah, one of my brother, Barry's best friends, Jim Shrum, he does that. He has a rig and a rock crawler. And his wife, Trina, is the most mild-mannered person you'll ever meet. Quiet, hardly says boo. And she's got nerves of steel and co-pilots with him sometimes. And it's horrifying what these people go over and what they're doing. And it's like,
I don't know how they do it because, I get side by side on my, on a side hill, on a four wheel, my brain's saying, we don't belong here, Jack.
Yeah.
And these guys are like vertical. And it's like,
it's crazy.
Oh,
so good times.
Good times. Virgil's just like,
yeah. I think that kind of falls under the stupid is a stupid does thing. I don't know.
I think it sounds like a lawn chair watching it from a distance.
Absolutely. This sounds way dumber than crushing my finger, but it's fun to watch.
it should be entertaining. Yeah, I think that there'll be a number of folks out there playing on the rocks. One of the cool things about our course is it's an uphill and a corner. So it's not super long, probably 300 yards from top to bottom. But you have to, not only are they big giant boulders, mm-hmm. you also have to go up a hill and around a corner on those same boulders. So it should be fun. Again, we've never had anybody on them yet, so we don't know what it's going to be like. So it could be very entertaining.
And they may say, this is way harder than it looks, or you need to up your degree of difficulty or whatever. Okay, so let's go to the hill. I want to ask a little bit more about that.
Sure.
So Clint, are you at the top of the hill and then bring something down and help winch people up?
So we have one of our trucks staged at the very top, and if they don't make it, then we can tug them up. Or if they were to
the
flip or something
shame.
Was to happen or get there or whatever, then we can they typically don't. They want to show off and try to get to the top of the hill if they can.
Yeah.
So
I can't imagine that. I'd have to wear a couple diapers.
and some of them make it,
awesome.
But there's some pretty gnarly spots in there. So it is definitely a blast to watch. And some of them don't make it very far, and some of them make it farther than others, and some of them complete it. But we're there to get them up to the very top. And there's been some times where we've had to even reposition because they mm-hmm. didn't make it close enough, and we've had to get them out a different way, So
for those that
we're there for the rescue.
Don't know, Virgil just raised his hand. you can't hear that on the radio,
nope.
But yeah, so that part sounds interesting to me. That's what I think it should be called, is the toe of shame. So Virgil is a victim of the toe of shame.
We need a trophy or something.
Yeah,
right?
I don't know.
So the way Bounty Hill became an issue there, or an event, I don't know what you call it. It's crazy.
A challenge.
One day I was standing up on top of the landing, and I had a buddy of mine with me, and I said, we should have a hill climb here. And he goes, well, let's go build one. I said, yeah, let's do that. So we just picked a place through the blackberry bushes and around the stumps and through the brush, and that became Bounty Hill. And the first year we did it, we actually had a – we paid out if anybody could make it to the top. But I think only one or two people made it to the top the first year. So I don't – we'll see if, depending on the weather, how bad it is this year. It should be interesting.
So is the bounty then this year the person that either does it the fastest or everybody that makes it? Or?
No, this year's bounty is bragging rights. We're not paying out.
Oh, bragging rights.
So we'll see.
Gotcha.
Well, and I think anybody that does it first is probably going to be the lucky one if they have the right setup, because if it's super cold out, that dirt's going to be hard. So.
Yeah.
Oh, how fun. Yeah, this is like going to the races. You know, we're not there to see them make it. We're here to wipe out.
Okay, well, I'm learning that about you now.
But, you know, the sad part is how much money these guys got tied up in these rigs, and to see them roll over, it's like, holy smokes.
Yeah.
Rollover is a dirty word. We don't do that.
What are you talking about? We have a trophy for that. No.
our four-wheel drive club does actually have a trophy for that.
From my background, so is your property, that's the old dump property?
Yes.
What an awesome piece of property, because that was steep and pretty much useless. And to be able to do something that benefits our community and gives the boys a big sandbox to go out and play on their toy. And the girls. I don't.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
Mind you, it's not anywhere near where the dumps was.
No. The dump that was on the property was only about 2 acres, and it was at the very top of the property. Mm-hmm. We pretty much stay away from that. This is... kind of below where the old transfer site was, and this is in the scar of the old slide that happened up there. So the land is pretty much useless there. You can't do anything with it. You can't build. You wouldn't want to build.
Yeah,
on
it's worthless.
Even the trees can't seem to grow on it because there's a continuous movement of the dirt, so it tears the roots loose. But there's no danger of anybody. You know, it's not going to hit anything as the land continues to slough. It just kind of scoots down the hill a little bit farther toward the bottom, but. We've turned it into an area where we can do events for the public. It's not open to the public in general unless we're there. So if we have a waiver, we have a waiver you sign, and we do an event, that type of thing. And then otherwise, we respect our neighbors. So we keep it to the point where we never cause a problem for the neighbors, and nobody's there at night. Nobody's up there, you know, hot lapping on motorcycles. We don't even allow motorcycles on the property. It's pretty well controlled.
But, you know, and what a blessing for our community.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, and you use it for search and rescue and for training and really important things like that, so that they can get new volunteers in and get dogs trained and GPS training and all kinds of things out there. And those things aren't noisy.
I have to say 85% of the use of the property is search and rescue and fire rescue.
Mm-hmm.
And we have wildland firefighters that come out and do the training there. They actually do some burns there every year. Search and rescue trains there. The canine teams during certain times of the year train every Sunday there. Mm-hmm. They're there all the time. And actually the police, we just recently did a rattlesnake training for dogs.
I saw that.
Yeah, that was an event that we did there. Now the ranch we don't make any money. We don't charge anybody for that type of stuff. So so that's just something that part of the agreement when we were donated the land is like, we are going to open it up for all of the EMS, fire, all that stuff. But the rattlesnake training was really cool, watching the dogs learn how to. Those are real live rattlesnakes.
Yeah, there was.
Were they really?
Yeah, they were real.
They had one in a bucket. I saw it.
Well, there was 15
and
of them.
And I was like, no.
They actually cut the membrane that goes from the venom sac to the teeth. So if they did bite, they're not, you know, you're not going to.
I wouldn't trust that guy to get.
I asked the lady that was where I was at. I'm sure you saw some of the photos I posted on social media. And I said, well, has anybody ever been bitten? I think she said like in 15 years, they've had like 3 people and maybe 2 dogs that actually get bit. The dogs, the way they train them with the electric shock that they give them when they get close to it, they really learn quick.
Yeah,
you know, and so do I. I wouldn't get any closer to it.
Can you imagine?
I think I'd learn pretty quick, too.
Who in the world job is that to be the venom sac cutter? I mean,
I'm going to say not the same. Short straw. No, I'm going with short straw. Sure.
I mean, I want to meet this dude, you know?
No.
If I'm getting anywhere near a snake, you know? Yeah. You know, he's some 99-year-old guy who's handshaking. It's like, great, you poked out his eye, but he'd still kill me.
I'd be afraid to trust it that it actually, you know. You know, what if it's like a vaccine?
Yeah,
mean, that's where it goes back together.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, that's like Russian roulette.
You know, they say that, you know, there's a percentage there that those can, you know, grow back, you know?
It's just even this.
I wouldn't trust it.
No,
but, you
no.
know, growing up, like I said, I grew up out in Melrose, out on the Ogaros Loop, and that was the steepest piece of ground, and we used to traipse all over those mountains hunting and stuff, and that really was worthless. And what to be able to, basically dig this diamond out of a pile of coal. And so, to be able to have that for our firefighters and everything like that. And wouldn't have been possible without you guys. So a big thank you.
Absolutely.
And, it was a ton of work. So we greatly appreciate it. Reaping the rewards for that.
We enjoy it. Our board, nobody on the board owns any piece of that property. It's entirely owned by Champagne Creek Ranch 501c3. The board controls what goes on the property, but none of us can profit from it. So none of us are paid. And all of the work that's done out there, and trust me, there's literally hundreds of maybe thousands of hours a year that are put into it, are all done on a volunteer basis by people that either user groups or people that come in and want to help out. So it's really turned into a great community asset. We have about 4.5 miles of bicycle trail on there now as well, and they do kids racing up there with the bicycles and stuff. So it's mountain bikes. It's really a neat piece of property. I have to give shout out for the commissioners for helping that all come about, because without those guys, we would have never got it.
Well, and it's good to hear that the lot of the problems that were bantied about just haven't come to fruition. I understand change is difficult. Anytime we have change, we have fear. And so I'm glad it's worked out well for your neighbors. And I think it's a great asset for our community and will continue to be so.
Yeah. We don't allow it to be a problem with the neighbors. We absolutely control what goes on up there more than it's ever been controlled. We have cameras, live video and cameras on the property. So if anybody does go on the property without permission, I get it.
And that's saying there are no hunters on it. It's way better than it ever was. So that's awesome.
Yep.
Well, it's time again for another break.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not.
Virgil talks a lot.
Well, we'll be back after a brief break here with more of your cue on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Business Buzz coming up.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back. It's time for the Local Business Buzz, sponsored by Umpqua Survival. Hello,
Carlos and
guys.
The boys.
Carlos and the boys, big dog. So...
And I got a new toy down there, so I'm going to tell you, they got lots of new toys, so get down there.
Yeah, I'm going to get to that later. Had a conversation already with them. So we have, like we said earlier, Clint Smith, who is with Roseburg Towing, and, well, the owner of Roseburg Towing, not with it.
That would make him with.
That would make him with it, right?
Yeah.
And, one of the sponsors, as we touched on, he's helping people get that toe of shame, as I'm going to call it from now on. Sorry, 4x4
Shannon,
people.
That was actually really good for you. The what? Toe of shame.
Yeah.
You have? Do you have?
We should be a sponsor.
any
I should sponsor
kind of
that.
Your relation to the walk of shame? I don't know.
No, it doesn't sound
I'm not
so cool.
No. That.
You're supposed to say, "I take the fifth."
I don't know about those. So, I mean, I know what they are, but I don't know those.
Look at this listener. She's stamping. Let's get to Clint right now, folks.
All right, Clint. So, tell us a little bit about. I know Roseburg Towing started with your family, so let's go back to the beginning and tell us a little bit about Roseburg Towing and how it started and when it started.
It started in. Back
when
using
Columbus came over,
and wagons
no,
and
no, it's been in business since 1969. So my family started it way back in.
Oh, don't go way
yeah.
back.
Whoa, Jack.
whoa yourself. Hey, that might have been the year I'm born.
I told
whoa,
you it was Columbus.
Take your friend out of here.
Okay.
Where are you, man?
But, proceed, Clint.
So anyway, it started out in 1969, and basically we. They used to actually manufacture tow trucks as well. So we used to build them and put them all over the United States. And then one of the original owners had, which was one of my uncle's business partners, and he had a towing company in California, and he moved up here and kind of got the whole family involved into it. And so I was basically born and raised into it, obviously not 1969, just so you know. But
he's really pushing it.
He's getting it. Okay.
But I, I came along years later, and when I was not able to drive a tow truck, I was at least riding along. And so I've been...
So you're the poor kid running down the hill with the chain.
I'm going to say something I probably don't want to say, and it's probably not bad, but it's but I'm going to be 50 this year, and so I've I've been riding in a tow truck a long time. So
long time.
It's not you know, not something I'm proud to say, but you know, but that I'm getting that old. Yeah. But at the same time, I'm
you're seasoned.
Yeah, I mean, I've been doing it a long time, and if I wasn't riding, when I wasn't riding along, I was finally driving and working recoveries, and it wasn't something my family necessarily wanted me to do because it is a very tying down type of business. You know, you're on call 24/7, and it used to be a lot worse when back in the day when they started because there wasn't cell phones and all that kind of stuff. So you have a little bit more freedom now having a cell phone and stuff, but before. It was so bad that you couldn't even leave the house to come to work. You'd have to basically drive separate vehicles. So somebody would have to drive to the shop, call back home, say, hey, I'm at the shop, and then they could go to the shop. And then the same thing reversed when you wanted to go back home. Somebody would have to go home. Okay, I'm here. I can watch the phones now. And then the other person could go home because you had to be near that phone 24/7. So so it's a lot freer now than it ever used to be. I have done other types of things. Because it wasn't something they necessarily wanted me to do because it was because it is a very tying down
thing. Go on Spirit's Life and
so yeah, so I did do other things up in between still helping them out, you know, here and there on the weekends and so forth. But and throughout the week when I was off or whatever, but it was to me it was just in my blood. You know, I couldn't imagine doing anything else. Even as bad as they tried to steer me from it, I just enjoyed I just enjoy helping people, enjoy the general public. I could never sit in a cubicle all day or sit in a building all day, you know, like at a mill or something like that. I enjoy getting out there and helping. I'm not out there as much as I used to be. You know, I'm more in the office now, just in the last few years. You know, I still miss it. I got to get out in the truck today, and I loved it, you know, because it's nice to get out. I had the windows down, the air was blowing, you know, it's like, this is nice. Even though it was cool and it was crisp, it was nice to be out.
And it wasn't raining. When it rained, the other guys go out.
yeah, exactly.
You learn that. You spend enough time. You know, and the other factor that, you know, the danger that, I mean, I read an article recently. I mean, it's one of the highest risk for being out
there. Over police and fire and even ODOT, there's more tow truck drivers killed on the highway. And a lot of times it's usually like changing a tire or something like that, but it can happen anywhere. You know, you definitely have to have your head on a swivel and be paying attention and so forth, you know, because it is a very dangerous job. And even sometimes just driver error, you know, can cause, you know, damage to yourself or death, even, you know what I mean? So
get over, people.
Yes, definitely move over.
Get over.
and
off your phone.
Yeah, slow down and move over.
Yes,
so, you know, and that's it. I mean, I've always considered tow truck operators because we're, you know, of course, in the insurance, we're doing a lot of business. It's kind of our first responders as well, I consider them. But, you know, they're out there right in the middle of it, and sometimes some of the most horrific scenes, picking up the pieces.
Well, and sometimes we're kind of left out there by ourselves, and not to knock the police agencies by any means, because they're obviously very short funded and trying to spread themselves very thin. But you know, sometimes they can't wait around and they have to take off to go on another accident, you know, or another to help a person or whatever it might be. And so we get left there trying to watch our own back and you know, recover vehicles or sweep up the debris in the middle of the street or whatever it is. You know, they're going to stay if they can, obviously, but there is some times that we're doing it by ourselves.
Yeah, and I've always, you know, it's like you know, they've got the danger of our first responders. Like I said, I've always considered them first responders and putting the people's lives back together. And I know you guys have been there many times for our customers, and so we greatly appreciate having that phone call, knowing that they're so, even if it's just a jump or a tire change. I mean, if you're stuck, that's critical, especially if you're mechanically less inclined. I almost went sexist and said, oh, it's a lady, but, you know, a lady in my family. But it is pretty amazing the things that you do. Virgil. Virgil's over here laughing at me because he knows I'm just digging me a hole deeper and deeper.
Well, you know, that's one of the things, you know, is, you know, like we always try to tell our customers, you know, we're there to help you. We know mm-hmm. that we weren't on their shopping list for the day. Nobody was thinking, well, when I leave today, I need to make sure I see Roseburg Towing. You know, all of a sudden it happens right now. And all we can do is try to show up and make it the best experience possible. You know, nobody wants to get towed. We understand that. And so if it's, you know, my guys get tons of compliments. And if that means, you know, getting them up in the truck and getting the heater going or the air conditioning going, depending on the temperature outside and putting a radio station on for them, whatever it is, you know, but we try to roll the red carpet out for that person because the last thing on their mind is wanting to get towed, you know, and they're already frustrated, they're upset, you know, and we want to try to make that experience the best as possible.
Well, that's what makes Roseburg special, Douglas County, right there.
It is. I always say Douglas County, we're the best. One of the things I wanted to, I guess, toot your horn and say thank you about is I know that you do a lot in the community with events and charitable things, mm-hmm. and so I want you to mention a few of those.
Well, I gotta tell you, I just interject because I wanted to bring that up too.
Yeah,
I'll tell you what, the toy, I love the toy run they do.
Yep,
it's like how it's just awesome.
I wanted to
because I'm enthusiastic about it. I just love to see it. To me, that's just really about Christmas spirit right there, and that's
that is
like a
the biggest things that the guys wait for all year long is for that toy run because we have a barrel. We didn't know, even always used to have a barrel, and we still would go out and we would get donations and we would, you know, match it and things like that, and we would go out and buy toys. We would go out and do a shopping spree, and the guys absolutely love it. I mean, I don't know if you guys have ever seen our Facebook page, but the guys, you know, they all grab a shopping cart and whatever the pool of money we're able to get every year, we divide that amongst each other, and like, you know, you go get this, you know, everybody divides that much money and they fill their shopping cart until that much money's in there. And sometimes I usually end up adding a little extra to it or whatever. And we get bicycles and just, I mean, we'll fill a whole cargo trailer filled, and it just warms our heart to be able to show up the next day to the Rudolph run and open that up. And here they think they're all done unloading the toys, and we pull up with that trailer and open it up, and it's like, it's giving me goosebumps right now just thinking about it, you know.
Yeah.
The guys just have a blast doing it, you know, and you know, sure, they can bring a toy down and drop it off if they want to and put it in a barrel, but the guys love to go shopping. If somebody just wants to bring $5, $10, $20, whatever it is, you know, we put it in the pool and we go shopping and we have a blast.
Isn't that funny? Because it always seems the hardest worker down in the dirt, the bigger the heart. They may hide it, but you know, they get it out. But I tell you, I love to see you guys in that big old truck rolling out with all those bikes behind you.
Yeah.
It really is amazing.
And you do the escort.
Yep, we do the escort. You know, make sure they get through town safely and all that stuff.
One of the sponsors for the event this weekend. And
Yep.
Yeah.
And then we Halloween, what, Tuesday?
Tuesday.
Yeah. We're also going to be doing the new law parade downtown, and mm-hmm. so we always block off one street, and the guys, that's another thing, they enjoy it. They know we it's not something we have to do. We're not part of downtown, but we want to be, a part and do our part, and it's just fun seeing the little kids running around with their costumes on. I mean, I've had a little tow mater show up, you know, and they want to have a picture with the tow truck, you know. and a lot of kids want to, you know, we have one of the tow trucks on display, and they want to, you know, come down and get their picture taken, and we, you know, we turn the lights on, let them take a picture, and hand out candy and glow sticks and all that kind of stuff. So
it's cool for the children to be able to realize that, you know, the sirens and the lights isn't a bad thing, because sometimes kids, that's all they experience is bad things are happening with the sirens and lights show up. And so to get to meet people not in a scary situation and maybe have that be their first time meeting you, then they're like, oh, okay, these guys are here to help when the time comes for them to need it. And
well,
so,
and especially with
that
big red truck.
Yeah,
you know,
those are noticeable.
That's a truck.
They are.
You've got a statement piece there.
They are.
Okay, well, we're going to take a quick break. Have a couple more questions for you when we come back. So Clint's going to hang around for another few minutes. We'll be back with more of Your Cue, sponsored by Premier Insurance, and the Local Business Buzz, just a moment.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
All right, welcome back. You're Q. I'm Shannon.
I'm Alan.
Got Virgil. Got Clint. That's us. Hello.
And the day flies by whenever they're here.
Well, and this next segment is like so fast. It goes by. It's only 7 minutes. Like, we're going to blow through this. So I just want to do some touch-ups from some stuff we talked about today. So, Clint, I wanted to just, again, shout out for all you do in the community and your crew and your group. And when I came out to La Tip, I shared my story about Owen for the first time and made it through that. But in going through that process with everybody, I realized when I went to the Beaver game a week ago, and one of the first responders reached out when they found out who we were and asked my husband how he was and how he thinks about him every day, that that has to be really hard on you guys. So I want you to know I've added tow truck drivers to my overall prayer and added you guys in with first responders, because you have to see some stuff that's really difficult, and some of those things have to stay with you. So I just wanted to say God bless you for everything you guys do. Pass it on to your guys, because now I firsthand have seen some things that you guys have to experience, and
Thank you. That
can't be easy.
Thank you. Yes. Yeah we see some pretty horrific stuff, and sometimes it we have to be there in order to be able to help, rescue those people too. So
I just don't know that people, I know Alan put you in the category of first responder, but it's like, it really is. And
yeah, there's been some times we've been asked to run code to get there, or to just secure a vehicle so it doesn't go over an embankment,
right,
or get it off of somebody, or whatever the situation may be, or just hold on to it so they can cut it,
mm-hmm.
Sometimes they can't even, do that until we get it there and can attach to it. So,
yeah, I just, because of my new experiences I shared with you, I have a newfound appreciation for a multitude of things, because you don't know what you don't know until you learn it. So thank you for that. And people, you had mentioned your Facebook and social media and stuff like mm-hmm. that. These guys are buying new trucks to service us and to better take care of us. And also on social media, I want to say I saw this little kid's locked in a car in Winston, and you're like, we're going to be on our way, because you can get there faster and mm-hmm. do it sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And that is huge, and just shows that you care about people first. And
yeah,
if it's
close and it's local, I should say, sometimes it's a little harder to go out on the outskirts, Sutherland, and then Winston, things like that. Not that we haven't, but usually if there's a dog or a child locked in the car, we'll come out there and we make that a priority, and especially when it's hot.
Mm-hmm.
And make sure those get taken care of. We don't want any lives at risk, or whether it's an animal or a child.
Right. Well, I just appreciate that. I saw that post, and then we talked a couple days later, and I'm like, hey, I just saw this. Great job.
Thank you.
And then Virgil, coming back to you on the poker run here real quick. So
wake up, Virgil.
I'm awake. I'm right here.
The sponsors. So we got some sponsors we want to shout out to that for your event. Randy Rubin, jump in here if you have any you want me to or I miss. McGovern Metals, Adcox Heating, Sutherland Septic Service, 138 Grill, Oregon Tool, Umpqua Bank, Northwest Community Credit Union, Absolute Motorsports, our big dog at Umpqua Survival, Ernest Autos, Thomas & Thomas Excavation, Budget Lumber, Southern Septic Service, Winchester Pub & Grill. Oh, I said Septic Service twice on there.
Umpqua wow.
Quarries, PC Auto Detailing and Performance, and Fab 4 Trailer. Did I miss anybody?
I think that caught most of it. Did you get 138 Grill?
Yep.
I did, 138
I heard that
grill.
One. Wow, look at that. Again. Well, people stepping up, helping people.
Hey, these folks all are helping, and the reason they're helping is because what we do is good for the community. And I mean, nobody's in it for themselves. Everybody's in this for the betterment of the community, and we really appreciate our sponsors.
Yeah, I mean, it's just to pull off these give back events is really awesome. And speaking of Umpqua Survival, since that's a business buzz, and their sponsors, so those guys.
Did
all
you
the
get
times.
A draw?
I did, and you're gonna be pleased.
Ha!
I told the guys.
Good.
So we have the winner for today's $25 gift certificate to Umpqua Survival is Mike DeRussia. I don't know if I'm saying your name right.
But I hope it's Mike.
I'll call you.
Give it to me.
It's definitely a Mike.
It's definitely a man. Finally,
I think
we're already here.
Seven ladies in a row.
Read M I K E. I got that. It's the last name I'm on the struggle bus with. But anyway, Mike, you're a winner and you're a guy, so Alan's happy because
thanks, Mike.
We've been on a roll of the ladies.
Oh, it was horrible. It was horrible. I was like, there's no guys entering. Or I figured maybe there's a lady down there taking all the names out.
That's like 5% off my AR I'm going
to
buy. So.
They have to cut the box open because it's like literally taped shut.
That's what I was afraid of. I thought, maybe you're cutting the box open and cherry picking out the
ladies.
Sounds
like you're the one going out there all the time. So, anyway, the guys wanted to let everybody know they have a bunch of new guns out there on consignment and ammo. They're up and stocked in ammo. And
they have a ton of guns. Let me say, a firsthand inspection.
You got the private stash.
Tons of really cool guns.
Oh, yeah, he's got a bunch of new stuff.
They still got my cool little .22 Gatlin gun.
New use stuff.
To pull the trigger on that, all puns intended. No, just kidding. Anyway, so follow them on Facebook and Instagram, and you'll know what deals and what's happening out there. So that's it, everybody.
We're done.
Virgil, thank you for coming today, as always.
Yes, thank you for having us.
And Clint, thanks for coming and being here and sharing.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for serving our community. I know, it's the same names. I mean, we guys see these guys stepping up, and a lot of your sponsors step up time and time again. So thank you for being such a blessing for us and our community.
We love it.
Thank you.
Yes. Well, we're blessed. We live in Douglas County.
Amen.
We're the best. Ask our representative from number two.
That's right. Oh, wow. Wow, we've got him in studio.
It's the most beautiful place in Oregon, right? Doesn't get any better than this. And I'll argue that with our senator over on the coast anytime.
Yeah. Bring it on, people. All right. Well, everybody, it's time for us to head out. So you know what to do, Douglas County. Be kind.
And God bless.
We'll be back next week with the big dog back in the house.
Oh.
Bye now.